I was walking down the street today and I got hit by a violin and then a clarinet and then a French horn and a tuba. I believe the whole thing was orchestrated.
Thanks for joining us today. You're listening to Laugh Again with Phil Calloway.
Today is Laugh Again episode 1382, so it's time to celebrate, isn't it? This is for all of you who write or stop me and ask, how do you keep doing this program day after day? Well, today is my day off, so I just found a few funny stories that should make you laugh. Then tomorrow, I promise, I'll go back to being deeply serious and spiritual and scholarly. These are true stories of things kids have said. It was the end of the day when a canine officer, that's the guy that works with dogs, right, parked his police van in front of the station. While he was gathering his equipment, his canine doggy partner started barking at a little boy staring into the van. "Is that a dog you got back there?" he asked the officer. "It sure is," the officer replied. Puzzled, the boy looked at him and then towards the dog. Finally, the boy said, "What did he do?" One day, a first grade teacher was reading the story of Chicken Little to her class. She came to the part of the story where Chicken Little tried to warn the farmer. "The sky is falling, the sky is falling." The teacher asked the class, "And what do you think that farmer said?" One little girl raised her hand and said, "I think he said, oh my goodness, a talking chicken." Now, I can vouch for the author of this next story because when our kids were small, something similar happened to me. I'd come home from a long flight, arriving around midnight, wishing that the family was there in the airport to greet me, but they never were. To make matters worse, I had a 90-minute drive home, so everyone was sound asleep when I arrived, on my bed. Yes, sometimes life is hard. All that to say that the first part of this next story is mine. Thankfully, the second part is not. Years ago, I returned home from a trip when a storm hit, with crashing thunder and severe lightning. As I came into my bedroom about 2 a.m., I found my two children in bed with my wife, apparently scared by the storm. I slept in the guest bedroom that night. The next day, I explained to the children that it was okay to sleep with Mom when the storm was bad, but when I was expected home, please don't sleep with Mom that night. And they said okay. After my next trip, my wife and the children picked me up in the terminal. Since the plane was late, everyone had come into the terminal to wait for my plane's arrival, along with hundreds of other folks waiting for other passengers. As I entered the waiting area, my son came running, shouting, "Daddy, I've got good news!" I waved back and said loudly, "What's the good news, son?" My son shouted very excitedly, "Nobody slept with Mommy while you were away this time." Oh my goodness. Well, time for one more. A mother was preparing pancakes for her sons, Kevin, 5, and Ryan, 3. The boys began to argue over who would get the first one. Their mother said, "If Jesus were sitting here, he would say, 'Let my brother have the first pancake. I can wait.'" Kevin turned to his younger brother and said, "Ryan, you be Jesus." We're all a little bit like Kevin, aren't we? Let's be honest. The Apostle Peter wrote, "Christ is your example, and you must follow in his steps." That's 1 Peter 2:21. Truth is, we're the only one we can control. So the next time we wish someone else was more like our Savior, let's remember Kevin, and let's follow in the footsteps of Jesus.
As we wrap up 2025, we're humbled by how Laugh Again is impacting the lives of real people. One listener shared, "My husband and I had our dreams shattered when we had to return from the mission field. We listen every day and sometimes in the middle of the night. The message brings us such peace. To help extend that hope to more hearts in need through 2026, consider supporting this ministry at laughagain.us. Laugh Again, truth bringing laughter to life.